The concept of befriending the body is to develop a close, connected, and beautiful relationship with our bodies, no matter what state they're in or how we might tend to judge them. You can start this process of befriending from wherever you are, here and now. Our intention for this guided meditation is to approach our bodies with curiosity and loving kindness, and to develop a feeling of connection and friendship with our bodies. Over time, approaching our bodies in this way can cultivate the ability to communicate with them in order to receive and interpret the messages that they send, and to be able to respond in ways that help to ease our suffering. I will guide you to focus your awareness on different aspects of the body and help you to approach what unfolds in particular ways. I will also provide some attitudes to take into the practice that help set you up for a beneficial experience. If at any time during the practice you feel overwhelmed or distressed, you can shift your attention to the breath or something that soothes you, or you can open your eyes and orient yourself to your surroundings. To begin the practice, find a position to be relatively still in for the next 20 minutes. That could be standing, sitting, or lying down, whatever allows you to be most comfortable. And once you're settled, taking a few moments to look around you and orient yourself to your surrounding space. Looking up and down, moving your head to look side to side, and then softening the gaze and closing down the eyes if that feels okay for you. One of the attitudes that we can take into our practice is that of the beginner's mind. Regardless of how much we may have meditated in the past, we approach each practice with an open and curious attitude and no expectations. There's no pressure to perform or achieve. Simply aim to follow the guidance and focus your awareness as best you can. Start by bringing your attention to your body, beginning by taking in the whole of the body, noticing the position the body is in, where the contact points are with the floor or the furniture, the position of the spine, sensing the hands and feet, feeling your skin as a layer of protection, creating a barrier that contains you and separates you from everything else. And now observing a few breaths just as they are. No need to try and change your breathing, just notice its qualities when you meet it where it's at. And where do you notice it the most? In the nostrils, the throat, maybe the lungs or the diaphragm? Allowing the breath to flow in and out naturally. Now, bringing your focus to exploring sensations inside of the body. start by finding a place in the body that feels safe and comfortable. I know this can seem challenging some days, but usually there is somewhere we can rest our awareness in comfort. Perhaps a hand or a particular toe. It might be your eyes or ears. Finding somewhere to rest your attention comfortably for a few moments. And as you hold your awareness here, noticing how you sense this area. This can be a space you can return to at any time if other sensations become too painful or overwhelming. And now expanding your awareness out to take in the whole body, sensing your whole body. Feeling through the space within your skin. Being curious in a kind and considerate way. Experiencing what it's like to take some time to simply be with your body. And now inquiring lovingly with the body, how are you today? How do you feel? What do you need? Seeing if you can stay in touch with the felt sense of the body as you explore any answers that arise. Letting go of those questions and bringing your focus back to sensations in the body. Exploring the different sensations that may be unfolding. Landing on a particular sensation. Acknowledging it. Observing it in detail. And then letting it go and moving on to something else. Roaming around the body and doing a stock take of what's going on right now. And it's natural that your attention can be pulled to sensations of pain, particularly those that are intense. And with fibromyalgia, some days this can be the whole body. So having some tools to deal with pain and discomfort in meditation is important. We can practice some of those here and now. Seeing if you can find an area of pain or discomfort to explore for a few minutes. Not necessarily your most intense pain, but perhaps something that's aching or uncomfortable, but that's not overwhelming. You might choose to become very curious about this particular pain. Zooming in and exploring the sensations in detail. its size, shape? Does it have a color, a temperature? What does it look like? It can also be interesting to speak to the body, perhaps inquiring what's going on here, what's driving this pain, what can help to ease it, and just seeing what comes up. Another strategy is to use the breath to work with pain, breathing into the space with loving kindness and compassion, and then letting go of any tension and releasing on the exhalation. Seeing if you can hold an attitude of non-judgment about the pain, simply allowing it to be there, not labeling it as good or bad, it just is. Breathing into the space and breathing out. And noticing if the sensation changes at all by using these techniques, or if the sensation becomes too strong and overwhelming, you can gently guide your focus to a part of the body that feels more comfortable and safe and rest your awareness there. And now letting go of focusing on a particular area and zooming back out to take in the whole body. And while noticing the sensations inside the body, also observing any feelings on the outside. Perhaps a breeze on your skin, the warmth or the touch of your clothing, hearing sounds around you, playing with holding your attention on different senses throughout the body, internally and externally. Sometimes in meditation, the mind gets distracted and we can wander off in thoughts, which is totally normal and fine. Each time you become aware that this has occurred, you can congratulate yourself for noticing and then gently guide your awareness back to the body. If the mind wanders 100 times, we simply refocus 100 times, no problem. Allowing your attention to explore any sensations that arise. Observing a sensation in detail for a moment. And then letting it go. Zooming out, zooming in, accepting what is here and now. Noticing what it feels like to be still and deeply look and listen to your body. often when we sit and pay attention in this way, a whole range of emotions come and arise. Sometimes these can be soothing and calming emotions, and other times we may be faced with emotions that we might deem as negative. It can be a natural tendency to try and avoid these unpleasant emotions, to push them away and ignore them, but in befriending the body, we aim to cultivate more capacity to be with them, to explore the feeling of them, to be curious. Again, perhaps asking, what does this emotion feel like physically? Where is it in the body? Can you see anything as you explore this area with your mind's eye? Are there any images or messages that come up for you? Noticing what unfolds with open curiosity. Feeling a sense of care as you explore your experience. Consciously choosing a kind and compassionate attitude to meet yourself with. And now expanding your awareness once more, zooming out and taking in the whole of the body. Noticing the rhythm of the breath. Acknowledging where it is that you notice the breath throughout your body. And the final stage of this guided practice is seeing if it's possible to feel some appreciation and gratitude for your body. Even though it may be really difficult to be in your body, and even though there may be plenty of things that don't seem right with it, chances are that in this moment, there is far more right with you than there is wrong with you. And consciously choosing to acknowledge the positive aspects of your lived experience and the ways in which you are healthy, functioning, and well can be a beneficial perspective, particularly if you tend to get stuck in negativity or self-depreciation and frustration over your experience of living with fibromyalgia. So perhaps taking a moment now to honor something about your body that you are grateful for. Whatever it is, taking some time now to bask in appreciation for that gift. And now, if you feel able, perhaps saying some kind and compassionate words to your body as if you were speaking to a loved one who is unwell. Acknowledging how hard it is to live in pain. Validating that your experience is real and challenging. And then perhaps affirming to your body that you are here, present, willing to listen, willing to learn, willing to do what can be done to ease your suffering. And now, as we bring this practice to a close, taking a moment to recall where you are in the environment around you. Noticing again the contact points between your body and the furniture or the floor. And taking a few fuller breaths. And then gently opening the eyes and orienting back into the space by looking around you and acknowledging where you are.
I hope this practice has allowed you to experience some of the pleasure and joy in befriending your body. You can return to this recording as often as you need, and feel free to skip ahead to a minute 40 when the guided practice begins. For now, I wish you well as you continue on with your day or evening.